Welcome to another episode of the Powerful Babe Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Sarah Rowak. I am your host, as always. I don't know why I said that intro totally off than what I normally do. It's been a long day. But I just wanted to hop on here really quick, per usual, and do a quick little episode of the best hack to achieve what you want in life. And when I say what I want, what you want in life, basically the best I guess you could say it's a manifestation hack, law of attraction hack. Those are the two things that I typically focus on when making value for you guys. So it's one of the main issues that happens whenever we're trying to manifest something is we are still in the mindset and the beliefs of who we are right now. But in order to truly shift your identity and ultimately manifest your desires and create your dream reality, we stick to the values that have not served us. So in order to completely flip the script, in order to completely make sure that we are in alignment with our desires and our highest version of ourselves, we need to embody the person who already has what you want. Because as tried and true law of attraction, what you put out is what you bring in. And a lot of times when we hear that, a lot of us think it's just like surface level of, oh, if you wake up in a good mood, which is very true, you know, if you wake up in a good mood, then good things will happen to you, which is true. But if you are wanting to dig deeper in your life, and if you are listening to this podcast, then I'm assuming that's what you want, right? Is to get more out of life and to actually live a life you want and have your desires manifest and your dream life manifest, then ultimately you need to put your core internal core beliefs and core values at the level that you want to be at. Because, you know, if we are just a happy person, I don't believe that you will manifest 100% of the things that you want in this lifetime. Because if you're just surface level happy, but internally you're miserable, so to speak, internally you don't believe you can become, you can create your dream reality, but good things happen to you daily and whatnot, then I don't believe that you will achieve who you want to be, the highest version of yourself. So how do you even embody the person that already has what you want? When you wake up, and let's say for me, like, bad habit that I've had is like picking at my face. When I do that, that's not embodying the best version of myself. When I wake up and I complain, you know, when you complain about, oh man, complaining about money, right? I don't have enough money in my bank account. If I was a multimillionaire, would I complain about what's in my bank account? Or would I be grateful for what I already have? Just simple things like that really strengthens that energy frequency and level that you're trying to be at. And ultimately, how, if you wait for the perfect conditions and the perfect moment to start creating these habits, I'll start being more grateful when I have $100,000 in my bank account. No. If you were a multimillionaire, you would be ecstatic to have $100,000 in your bank account and whatnot. So if you're going to be on that level and wanting to be this person, whoever it may be, you need to begin to embody that person who already has what you want, already has your dream life. Because then that's the reality that will feng shui and be created. That will become your new reality. But if you are stuck on your old habits, old beliefs, and you are trying to make that up level, shifting into up leveling your life, it will not happen. You'll be stuck. You might see some progress, but it all cards need to be on the table. You need to be in alignment. I know the best way to get into alignment is to ultimately become the highest version of yourself by embodying that person. And I know a lot of us can get imposter syndrome, which is something that I struggle with and a lot of people struggle with. It's because you're facing, I guess, a quote-unquote identity crisis, and in your internal subconscious belief system is fighting you to the death to not allow you to shift into a different reality, because that is what you are comfortable with currently, and it feels unsafe for you to become that multimillionaire because it's not what you're used to. But literally everything is infinite, and the possibilities are infinite in this universe. And it might get a little uncomfy at first, obviously, when you're trying to reprogram yourself and embody the best version of yourself. It's honestly, you need to let go. Release it, let it go. It does not serve you. That, I guess, is another hack to achieving and manifesting your desires. You need to let go and put everything in the past behind you, because you will not be able to move forward if you attach yourself to those past circumstances. So, that's your homework for today, guys. I want you to start creating the habits that you want to create, and creating, write down the values that you're the highest version of yourself would embody and instill into your life on a daily basis. So that's it for this episode, guys. I hope it was a quick little value blaster for you. If you are not already subscribed to the podcast, please go ahead and do so. And you can DM me any podcast topics you guys want me to do. And I will see you on the next one. Bye.